Today's young people face an unprecedented challenge, navigating sexual development in a world of unlimited digital access but diminishing human connection. While juggling academic pressures and social demands, they're simultaneously processing a constant stream of sexual content through their devices. What makes this generation unique isn't just their access to information, but how digital culture has fundamentally altered their relationship with intimacy. Many have become device addicts, compulsively monitoring others while crafting carefully curated online personas. The real cost? A profound disconnection from their authentic selves and genuine human relationships. Making healthy decisions requires listening to your inner compass, that intuitive guide that steers you toward right choices. Yet today's digital influences make this increasingly difficult for young people. With constant exposure to others' curated lives through social media, they experience relentless pressure to keep up, disconnecting them from their authentic desires. Where boredom once sparked creativity, the slightest restlessness now triggers an immediate reach for devices. The consequences are evident everywhere. College students feeling lonely while walking without checking their phones, the normalization of multitasking, despite research showing high multitaskers actually perform worse than those who focus on single tasks, and children negotiating multiple devices from an increasingly early age. Studies reveal 83% of middle schoolers, 39% of fifth graders, and even 20% of third graders now have mobile devices, attempting homework while simultaneously texting and managing constant notifications. As psychotherapist Gunilla Norris wisely notes, within each of us, there is a silence as vast as the universe. And when we experience that silence, we remember who we are. Nearly all college-aged men have viewed pornography regularly since middle school, with abstainers becoming rare exceptions. While masturbation remains normal and biologically necessary, especially for boys, the stimuli driving this behavior have transformed from hard-to-obtain magazines to instantly accessible digital content. The impact is significant. Modern boys often view thousands of sexual acts before their first real experience, creating unrealistic expectations about bodies and responses. Erectile dysfunction has emerged as a growing concern among college-aged men, with 5% reporting ED in their 20s, a trend many medical professionals link to pornography use. Most troubling is porn's depiction of sexuality. Studies reveal 88.2% of scenes contain physical aggression and 48.7% include verbal aggression. As Alexandra Ketahakis observes, porn shapes adolescent brains around sexual experiences devoid of love or compassion. With internet porn serving as youth's primary sexual educator, many choose imitation over seeking guidance. Parents should approach sexuality education through ongoing age-appropriate discussions starting in early childhood. Begin with correct body part names and advance gradually, with pediatricians recommending physical sex discussions between ages 5 and 7 before puberty begins. Bath time naturally facilitates conversations about bodies, boundaries, and privacy. Teach that touching genitals is normal but private, while emphasizing respect for others' boundaries. Stay calm during questions and maintain humor through awkward moments. Discussions about reproduction open doors to conversations about diverse family structures, including same-sex parents and adoption. Children typically accept these topics readily. Sexuality educator Jane Esselstyn uses the yin-yang symbol to teach relationship equality, emphasizing mutual participation over gender-based dynamics. With boys typically encountering pornography by age 11, early conversations are essential. Delaying discussions doesn't protect innocence. It creates information gaps filled by peers on the internet. Start these conversations now to prevent unhealthy influences. Parents need conviction and knowledge when discussing sex with teens. Practice these talks early with younger children to build confidence. Use media and car rides as conversation opportunities. The latter works well since kids can't escape. By middle school, focus on values and address pornography, masturbation, and healthy sexuality. While many parents defer to schools or doctors for sex education, both have limitations. Schools often provide watered-down curricula, while pediatricians have minimal time. Programs like Get Real and Our Whole Lives, OWL, offer more comprehensive education, with Get Real participants 15 to 16% less likely to engage in sexual activity. LGBTQ youth face higher risks of isolation and suicide attempts. Parents must address homophobic language immediately, as slurs create hostile environments. Research shows 87% of adolescents would find it easier to postpone sexual activity with more open parental communication. Girls face intense pressure to conform to narrow beauty standards in today's culture. Gender division in toys has increased dramatically. 80% of toy strollers and 88% of dollhouses are now pink, while boys' toys have become increasingly masculine. Girls' clothing increasingly mimics adult styles, with revealing features prevalent across all age ranges. Middle school amplifies these pressures as physical appearance becomes crucial social currency. Constant exposure to beauty standards through peers, marketing, and social media can disconnect girls from their authentic selves, leading to depression, eating disorders, and self-harm. Parents can counter these influences by encouraging physical activity, which builds confidence in both physical and social domains. Setting clear boundaries requires ongoing conversation, especially before shopping trips rather than during them. Parents who completely surrender to fashion demands risk losing authority later. Body image stems from mental perception rather than physical reality. Mothers who regularly engage with appearance-focused media unconsciously transmit these beauty obsessions to their daughters. By first grade, many boys adopt what psychologist William Pollack calls boy code, hiding feelings of rejection, shame, and hurt. Parents often miss these subtle signs of emotional distress, yet teaching boys to honor their feelings is crucial for their development. Boys learn early to suppress emotions, except in extreme situations, receiving contradictory messages about masculinity. Don't be a pussy, but don't be an asshole. This emotional suppression often leads to bystander behavior in bullying situations. Masculinities researcher Josiah Proietti emphasizes adults' role in helping boys navigate these opposing pressures. Coaches play a pivotal role in boys' emotional development, while some, like former NFL player Joe Ehrman, work to create emotionally intelligent environments, others perpetuate harmful patterns through aggressive motivation tactics. Boys frequently present different personas to parents versus peers, often compromising their values to avoid social rejection. Sex becomes truly fulfilling through loving connection and open communication. Despite widespread internet access, many young adults remain sexually uninformed, often using alcohol during hookups rather than risking vulnerability and seeking consent. College drinking culture has intensified, with 4 of 5 students drinking and half binge drinking to blackout levels. Many mistakenly assume they'll naturally develop social and sexual comfort by graduation, not recognizing it as a lifelong process. Many women haven't explored their own pleasure, expecting partners to navigate it for them. Most heterosexual men learn about female pleasure from misleading pornography. Self-proclaimed experts often lack accurate knowledge, despite multiple partners, spreading ineffective techniques. In our hyper-connected yet emotionally distant world, genuine human connection is essential. Parents should discuss bodies, relationships, and sexuality with children early on. By modeling open communication, we establish healthy relationship standards for future generations. Technology, while contributing to these challenges, can help build awareness and reconnection.